Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I'm Find the Geek, coming to you from the offices of ScienceOnline.com in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for February 10th, 2012, episode 334, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Oh, good morning, everybody. It's very nice to come to you from a warm Florida. It was so nice, Jamie, driving down yesterday, and it kept getting warmer and warmer. And finally, by the time we got here, I was just in short sleeves. It's in Florida.
Did you like the text messages I sent you when you said you were driving through Atlanta?
Yes. That was funny. Matter of fact, I have it right here. So let me do this because this is a kind of a chuckle. We were driving right through the center. You know how the highway Route 75 goes right through the center of Atlanta? And I said,
oh, yeah.
I'm driving through Atlanta. And Jamie writes back, tune in to 94.1, 94.9, 99.7, 100.5, or 790 AM. I worked for all of those.
I was like, you know, if I was going to tell him, like, you know, check this out or look at this or call that. No, here, boss, go ahead. Again, 94.1, 94.9, 99.7, 100.5, and AM 790.
Couldn't keep a job, huh, Jamie?
it's that kind of job when you work for radio, typically, like, you know, you work for everybody in the whole city. Like, one person fires you, and the next person's like, oh, let's get her, because we'll make everybody that used to like her come listen to us. And that would, that's what they thought would happen anyway.
Well, now, so can we say that this is the longest radio gig you've ever had?
Not yet. Not yet. 100.5 was my home for, well, I did get fired from them once while I was in the middle of working there. But then they hired me back 4 days later.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Did the raise,
that's
did
really
you, did you back for the raise? Did you get more when you got back?
You know what's awesome is what happened was I was working for 100.5 and I was co-hosting the afternoon show. It was a fantastic job. It was so much fun. I got to work at noon and left at like 7, 8 o'clock. It was way fun. And then they sold the company to another radio station affiliate or whatever. So those people came in and fired 37 people on their first day of owning the company. I was one of those people. So that was fun. They do the whole, can we talk to you in the office? And it was like, everybody's crying because everybody's getting fired. They take me in the office. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I got fired. This is like the best job ever. And they needed they needed me, I thought. Well, then, they, you know, 4 days later.
Everybody who gets fired thinks that, Jamie.
Well, no, I was their traffic reporter. Okay, you can't just not have traffic reports when you're in downtown Atlanta on a Friday afternoon, you know? So they call me back 4 days later, and they're like, yeah, we kind of do need you. I was like, told you. So
what did they do for traffic for 4 days?
They had an intern do it, and it was, like, really bad. It was really bad.
And there were accidents all over the city.
Yeah, it was crashes and traffic jams. It's craziness. So they hired me back, but they hired me back for the same amount of money. This is how bad radio is. For the same amount of money, but they tried to not give me benefits. Who doesn't have benefits in a full-time job? I negotiated that back. But then I got to do morning drive and afternoon drive twice a day for two different stations as opposed to just one afternoon. So I ended up with four times the amount of work and the same amount of money just to keep a job. Radio sucks.
All right, Jennifer's actually kind of on the phone with us today because we are broadcasting here in Ocala, and she has the best setup. If you look at Facebook, on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, Jamie, you will see that she is one of the huge bay windows with the horse pasture outside. It's a beautiful scene. Palm trees, cactuses.
Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful place.
Yeah, it is pretty. And so she's got the best view. That's where she wanted to be. She said, I'll just sit over here on the floor in front of the beautiful view. So we posted that up for everybody to look at. Let's go to her and find out what's coming up on today's show.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, the countdown to the 2012 ESMAs continues with Liv Good, who's here stopping by for an update on the latest goings-on over at proequinebrooms.com. And next up, Pat Cockerell is here with a quick overview of Red Hote Horse, the provider of today's Really Badass Awesome Prize, and the grand finale, Really Badass.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Appreciate that. Well, we have a couple of Daily Winnies for you today.
Am I first today?
Yes, you're first.
I'm never first in the Daily Winnies. Okay, so the dead silence is my fault. Sorry about that. Okay, my Daily Winnie goes to a little friend of ours, and I've got to find it now. His name is Saxon. Saxon is an 18-hand Suffolk Punch. 18-hand ginormous Suffolk Punch horse. And Jennifer, if you could go through the show notes and maybe post a link and then post the picture that's at the bottom, because 18-hand Saxon has just been reunited with his mother and his father and his brothers and sisters back to his birthplace. Okay, this is in Great Britain. Red Wings Horse Sanctuary returned this magnificent 18-hand Suffolk Punch to his home when he was sold as a 2-year-old. Well, apparently Saxon, much like Black Beauty, see, all life centers around Black Beauty, Glenn. I wish you would figure that out.
I noticed
so
you get Black
like,
Beauty into almost every show.
It's life lessons. Black Beauty changed the way that little girls see horses. So Saxon, he gets sold at 2 years old, 18-hand Suffolk Punch, and goes through life and is just like worse home to worse home to worse home to worse home until the RSPCA went in and had to swoop in and take a bunch of these horses that were not being cared for at a stud farm. So Saxon is it a rescue? Well, the rescue does some blood work and traces back his lineage and realizes that Saxon was born at Summerlyton. That's a weird way to say it. I would like for everybody to look at the Facebook page at the castle that this horse was born at. Saxon has now been taken home. He's home and he's living large. Let's just put it this way. Saxon will remain at our Fritton stables while he settles in. He will then be reunited with his mother at Summerleyton in the spring. And Summerleyton is like the largest freaking castle I have ever seen in my entire life. And this is where
that
he's
thing
born.
Has more chimneys than any house I've ever seen.
Can you believe it? This horse, like Black Beauty, oh, he finally returned home to his ginormous mansion that he was born at. My God, look at this place.
It's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. It is a stately home, to say the least. So, yeah, this big draft horse is going to be living large. He might gain a little weight in this picture. He was a little skinny, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was apparently skin and bones, but he's pretty happy now.
I bet. Yeah, no question about it. All right, thank you, Jamie. I have Daily Winnie today. It goes out to Rachel, who posted on our Facebook page. She was listening to the show last week where we said that Jennifer and I were going to be heading off to Universal Studios to Harry Potter on Monday. And we're going to talk a little bit. Jamie's going to tell you a little bit about the special show she has planned on Monday, but Rachel posted, horse girls love Potter. At least these ones do. My sister and I went to Orlando together last summer. The butter beer is delicious, but non-alcoholic. Get the frozen one. It's way better than the soda-like one. The best way I can describe it is it's like a butterscotch-flavored slushy. Six of them in one day while I was there. Six of them one day. Yeah. She posted a picture of her and her sister in front of Hogwarts Castle. So there is such a thing as butter beer, we discover, and apparently it's pretty good. I have to give that a try when we go on Monday. That sounds like fun.
Okay, so you're going Monday. That is why I had to work overtime, was because you're going to Harry Potter World on Monday.
Yes, there are certain advantages to being the boss, Jane. Certain advantages.
I would tell you that when you're at Harry Potter World to get me a magic wand, because I'd really like one, except for the fact that the wand chooses you, Harry. The wand chooses you.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I go in there and one of the wands is screaming out, Jane, Jane, I'll pick it up and I'll send it out to you, okay?
Thanks, boss. And I would imagine that 8 butterbeers, which sounds like a butterscotch milkshake, first of all, it really is begging for some rum. Second of all, that's got to be like 1,000,000 grams of fat. Am I wrong? I mean, good for her.
That's probably about 1,000,000 grams of fat. You're absolutely right. But it looks like they were having fun, and they do look like sisters in that picture. So thank you so much. We will post a picture in front of the castle with Jennifer with her butterbeer. On Monday, so we'll post that also. But I wanted to say that I'm actually sitting here with Wayne from EP Signs Online, where we're broadcasting from his offices here in Ocala. So hello, Wayne.
Good morning, Horse World.
And we see the beautiful view out the front door. They have a quarter horse standing out here who's fat and happy, eating piles of hay. And you can see in that picture, Jamie, how lush and beautiful it is here.
Ah, spectacular.
It's nice. It is nice. Now, the Eventers are all in Ocala right now, and we're going to be heading over. They have the Winter Horse Trials is at the Florida Horse Park, not too far from here. Head over there this weekend and say hi to all of our friends. Chris Stafford is also in town. She's been here for a couple days and has been interviewing various eventers, so you'll hear more about that on the Eventing Radio Show coming up this week. But we're going over on Sunday for Cross Country Day, hoping to watch a little bit. Now, on the way over to Wayne's place here, Wayne, tell us a little bit about the little farm that Chet owns that we passed.
4,500 acres, 7 square miles. The biggest privately held farm in Marion County, I believe it is.
Yeah, it's huge, Jamie. We drove for 15 minutes and we were still farmed. Chester Weber, of course, is a famous driver.
7 square miles. Now, let me ask, maybe being an Ocala insider, Wayne, you will know this. And maybe everybody knows this, I just don't. How on earth does somebody afford that when you're a driver? I mean, it can't be like driving money. Is there like old family money? Yeah. What's the deal?
Chester Weber's mother is a grandchild of the Campbell Soup fortune, and it's actually the mother owns the property, I believe. We just looked her up. She is worth $2 billion.
Okay, if my mom owned that, I would totally live with her. I don't care how old I was.
And we hear that Rumister is building a new house on the property. How many square feet?
10,000 square feet. There you go.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, yeah, I'm 34. I live with my mom. It's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, I think it's 4,500 acres. You could live with your mom and not see her for a few months.
If she finally kicked him out of the house,
he has to build his own now.
You know what? It's just amazing to me to realize, because Calumet Farms, I read the whole book called Wild Ride on Calumet Farms. And if anybody hasn't read that, it's a very, very interesting book. Fascinating. But Calumet Farms, the reason that they had all that money was because they made Calumet baking soda. Baking powder. So, hundreds of, 100 years ago, if you invented one thing, your family is still okay. Like Campbell Soup. Who would think that the granddaughter of Campbell Soup would have $1 billion? Man, they were set up forever. Everybody in the Calumet family was taken care of for life because he invented a powder. Crazy.
I know, and there's another famous driver, too, Lexington, not too far from us, right outside of Lexington, and it's the Wrigley family. Talk about inventing a little product. How about Wrigley's chewing gum?
And they're good for life.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know about you, but my family didn't end cool.
My family is cool. Your brother is Easy Times Online. I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
Speaking of which, you have a new sign you wanted to tell us about, too.
Well, it's not a new sign. It's a new making or New England style sign.
Which is the one Jamie got with New England.
It's a New England style sign. It's the most popular line of signs we have, especially for horse farms. We just added a couple decorative touches to it. One thing you can now get is a wood grain background. So for those people that like the look of a wooden sign but don't want to do with the maintenance and the hassle of a wooden sign, we can make one out of PVC that looks like a wood grain. So it's a printed finish, very long-lasting and maintenance-free. And we can also make now a 2D or a 3D looking sign in 2D. In other words, it's a printed graphic that looks carved dimensional sign from a distance. So that's basically for the people that just can't afford the ultimate in getting a carved sign. They can get a two-dimensional sign in the printed format. But from a distance, it looks like a carved sign.
You actually see some of his signs, and I know you had gotten one of his signs, Jamie, right? You still have a Easy Signs Online sign.
I absolutely do. I love it. It's beautiful. I was able to send Wayne an idea. This is what I want. Our sign is a little unique, and I thought it would be very difficult for Wayne to find a horse jumping to the right and an F-16 flying to the left. And boom, he was able to come up with here's 17 different horse jumping, and here's 14 different F-16s on a silhouette. So interesting that he was able to pull that out, but it looks great. I love it.
Thanks for sending us the picture, Jamie. We still have it on the website. It's on the slideshow on the homepage. You're still slide number 15.
Slide number 15 at EasySignsOnline.com is Jamie's great picture. You took it almost looks like you had talent as a photographer with that picture.
Yeah, anybody could take a talented photo that day. It was the most beautiful sunset. So I just stood in front of the sign and took a picture of the sunset behind the sign. And yeah, I look awesome, but I'm really not. It just was just that kind of day.
Well, thank you, Wayne, for letting us join you here at in Ocala. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Nice. All right, EasySignsOnline.com. Well, Jamie, you have a long weekend coming up, because I basically called you up and said you had to take the day off on Monday, and you whined and complained because you really work. And I understand that, but you're just going to have to suffer.
Well, and I've got a very long weekend coming up because I am home alone all weekend. I have Monday off. I have this long weekend. I could totally go to Las Vegas. Hello. But apparently I'm not going to Las Vegas. You know why? Because my husband is going to Las Vegas with his brother. 3-day weekend I have, and I can't go to Vegas with my husband? No, they're going to hang out and be brothers and do brother stuff. You know what? Do your brother stuff. Let me just go to the casino. I'll be fine. So,
did this have anything to do with the little fight you had on the air with him the other day?
No, you know what? I'll tell you what this has to do with. There's a rugby tournament in Vegas, and Chad and his brother have always watched rugby. It's like the stupidest sport ever. It's like, hey, smear. It's like smear the queer, you know? Like, the guy with the ball, crush him. You know, so it's a weird sport, and it's just strange, and they're going to watch it, and that's fine. Now, let me tell you the real honest-to-God reason that Chad is going to Vegas this weekend without me. Spain.
Okay.
Spain.
What?
When he got me a 2-week trip to an Andalusian farm in Spain, he bought himself a free ticket to anywhere, anytime, anything he wants to do for like 10 years.
Got it.
So, yeah, exactly. So he's like, hey, so we really need to sit down and get together and plan the second week of Spain because we were going to be at the Andalusian farm the first week. We really need to really need to go over the rest of our Spain trip and whatever you want to do, we're going to do. Hey, by the way, speaking of Spain, I'm going to go to Vegas with my brother. Is that okay? Exactly. Dead silence. Guys, brilliant.
Yeah, that is. I don't know why I don't think of my feet like that. Darn it. I got to take lessons from Chad.
He's really good at bringing.
We're in Florida. I want to go to the Virgin Islands this weekend, and you can go riding.
Okay.
Oh, that was easy. I'm learning.
See? As long as you provide...
Wait, there's a horse in the backyard. I hope that horse is supposed to be in the backyard. There's really a horse in the backyard, Glenn.
Yes, that's open.
Okay. Just making sure.
Okay.
She has a horse right outside her window now. There wasn't a horse before.
Okay.
Well, so, now, we want to talk a little bit about what you did on Monday, Jamie. What do you got coming up on Monday? You have this very special show planned.
On Monday's show, I did a full Woman's Hope Series interview with Susan Cain, who is the host of Unbridled, the HRTV horse show, but has just had this incredible horse life. I mean, from galloping racehorses to buying, she bought her first racehorse at 17 years old. 17 years old. And she went to the auction going, well, if he can't run fast, I'll just make him a jumper. So, I mean, just this awesome lady that has had the most amazing life experiences, and she's not very old, so she's got a lot more to go. But Susan Cain, the host of Unbridled on HRTV, is joining us on Monday. And just, you know, I do this little hope series, like inspiring women, that you can do whatever you want. You know, you just got to, like, go for it. So she's definitely a prime example of that, and she's going to be on Monday, and I really hope you guys tune in because it was fun and it was educational and it's inspiring. So definitely check that out. Now, another segment I want to do today is, you know, these horse people write so well, and there's blogs all over the place. Remember we did the one website, what is it, hay-net.
Yes. Yep.
co.uk or whatever. Well, I found I love to read the blogs, and that's a great website to kind of go through and pick them and choose them. But I came across this blog entry of the week, and the blog title is called 5 Tips for Managing Barn Work with a Pregnant Belly. And I guess I had never thought
the horse has a pregnant belly, or you have a pregnant belly.
Yeah, no, for your pregnant belly, 5 tips for managing barn work with a pregnant belly. And I was like, that is fascinating. I never really thought of how difficult things would be if you were pregnant. And guess whose blog this is?
I don't know.
Jackie Baker.
Oh yeah, okay. Is it on 30 days three, or is it on
regarding horses? Jackie Baker is pregnant, so big shout out to Jackie. Woo-hoo, congratulations. But I was reading through it, and you know when you do, you go to pick up a bale of hay, you grab it and you kind of clean jerk it straight up, and you rest it on your stomach, and you walk. You can't do that anymore. And you can't really bend over and pick out your horse's hooves anymore because you can't. There's like a big belly in your way. So she goes through and kind of gives you all these different things to do if you have a pregnant belly and you have to do barn chores, and including find a teenager that wants to hang out at the barn and have them do all the work. So
that's probably
great,
the best suggestion anyway.
Say what?
I said that's probably the best suggestion anyway.
Oh, man, I have made it exciting to clean the pastures for these teenagers. I'm like, let's race. Let's see who does it fast enough. Who fills up that wheelbarrow first? Yeah, it's a really good idea to have a teenager around at all times, but especially if you have a pregnant belly and you can't lift the grain bags or something, you know, have them do it for you. So Jackie Baker gets my blog entry of the week. 5 tips for managing barn work with a pregnant belly, and it's regardinghorses.com if you want to check that out. Maybe we can post that on Facebook. I'll do it if
and
Jennifer can.
She would be very pregnant by now because if I remember right, she's due at the beginning of April. So she's 7 months right now. I think she's due at the beginning or middle of April from what I remember. I haven't talked to her in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, how she's doing or what, you know, what she's up to. She's probably, does it say whether she's still riding? No, she's 28 weeks pregnant. There she goes. There she is. So
wow.
She's getting along.
I guess so. I guess so. Well,
are you trying to tell us something, by the way, that you were interested in this article for a reason? Just checking.
No, definitely not pregnant. However, I just, you know, it's one of those things where you don't really realize that that's kind of the deal. Like, I guess I was thinking, you know, if I was to get pregnant and have a kid, I would be riding, I would think, up until, you know, the day that my water broke. Again, if I was to have children. And, you know, you think, like, you probably can't. I mean, not even just, do you have a big belly? I mean, how can you get on a horse with a big belly? You know what? We should interview her. We should have her on next week. Talk to her about the things you can and can't do as a pregnant woman around horses. And does everybody freak out like, oh, my God, don't fall. Don't fall. Oh, stay on the horse. You know, let me lift that for you. Does everybody treat you differently?
Right, absolutely right. And, you know, if you remember, we talked to Jessica Phoenix, the eventer, and she talked about the fact that she rode all the way up to the day before she had her baby, which I think is just crazy. That's
okay. Well, I'm sorry. Eventers are nuts, too, because my coach, Barb Crabo, rode up until like 2 weeks before she had the kid. Like,
yep.
That's insane.
And you know what? Those kids are destined to be riders because they must have the rhythm, you know, after being bounced around like that all the way up to delivery. They must have the rhythm down.
Ugh, girl. Like, man. I bet that Jessica Phoenix was much like Barb, and all they had was they put on, like, 10 pounds in their belly. And, like, everything else was, like, totally normal.
That's right. All right, let's. Why don't you do the commercial, and then we'll get our first guest is waiting on the line here for us.
Can I deviate from the commercial that we have down?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Okay. Kentucky Performance Products is our sponsor for today, and I was supposed to talk about Elevate Maintenance Powder, which is great for vitamin E, but what I want to talk about is I just wanted to tell you guys, I just finally started Jet on Nalox Advanced. You know, they were here talking about it. He's also on Joint Armor. So his joint supplement is Joint Armor. And by the way, if you go to kppusa.com, they won't brag about it. But if you go there and you look up Joint Armor, it tells you what is in Joint Armor and what is in all of those other kind of brands that sell joint supplements, like that one big brand that you see all the time that's like super famous, only has 3,600 milligrams of glucosamine, where Joint Armor has 5,000 milligrams. So it's actually got more than anything else, and it's cheaper. Where that other thing is $1.25 a day, Joint Armor is 96 cents a day. So it's a very affordable joint supplements as joint supplements go. So you've got that, and also Nalox Advanced, which is going to be something that's, I hope, going to help Jet's stomach problems. He has some ulcer problems and he gets very stressed. So this is going to maintain the normal stomach pH, which reduces the risk of ulceration. It supports a healthy hindgut. It stimulates the immune response, supports reduced inflammation. It heals GI tract tissues, or supports the healing, and also sustains the growth and activity of beneficial bacteria. So if you want more information on Nalox Advance, and I'm going to be, he's only been on it for about a week and a half now, so I'm going to save my final review, although I have seen some positive things come out of the Nalox Advance already, including a much better appetite, but I'll tell you more about that as we kind of go along. I'll keep you posted. But that's Nalox Advanced, and you can find all of these supplements at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com, or you can give them a call, but I don't have their number, so never mind. kppusa.com.
The number's right on their website. Well, that's terrific. I'm really excited to hear how the Nalox Advanced works, because that is, you have the off-the-track thoroughbred who had kind of a rough leg on him, and we know that he has stomach and ulcer issues, and you've always been fighting with that. So it's going to be interesting if you put him on a regular regimen of a product like this from KPP, how it's going to work out. And a lot of people have horses with these issues, so it's, we're all excited to hear how you work out. Say that stuff, you really need to feed it for 4 or 5 weeks before it really starts to kick in. So we'll see.
But he is like, you know, he's kind of finicky, but he's food aggressive. So he's like really mad when he eats, but he is cleaning every bit of it up now. So that's definitely helping. So I've definitely seen that start to happen, and then hopefully we'll continue to bring you good news.
All right, great. Well, we have our first guest on here. Her name is Liv Good. She is with Pro Equine Groom. She's been on the show before. She has a website, and it's, that's why she was nominated for as an ESMA in the best newbie category. But we've also, she's a good friend of the Horse Radio Network and has appeared on Chris's shows, as well as tips on Horse Tip Daily. And we're going to get her on right now and say good morning, Liv.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate that. And we're sort of just getting caught up with you on Pro Equine Grooms. You started this website over the past year, and give us an update. Tell us first, for those that didn't hear about it, what it is, and then give us an update on how it's doing.
Well, first of all, I went live with my website just in August of 2011. So we're headed towards about 6 months. But I've been on Facebook a little bit longer than that, and I started this organization to be kind of a one-stop shop for everything grooming. Whether you're actually a professional groom and you need resources to do your job, or if you're a horse owner and you have questions about this or that, you know, common things that you find in your day-to-day interactions with your horse. So I wanted it to be something for everybody and have only the topic of grooming to cover, which is what it's really, really grown into. So 6 months later, I have, you know, close to 200 pages of information on the website. I have a whole bunch of new followers on Facebook and Twitter, and I've started doing some public speaking, which has been such a blast, and just kind of taking it day by day. The biggest piece of news I have is that I'm very close to being able to offer insurance for grooms, and that is health insurance, not just, you know, accidental disability, but I need to go to the doctor because I have the flu, or I need my yearly physical, or I need a prescription. So that's huge, and hopefully that's coming in the next few months.
Wow, that's really huge, because, you know, that's one of the major issues that professional grooms have, is they have no benefits for the most part. They get a paycheck and a place to live, but they have no benefits. And you're talking about a horse groom here. One of the most dangerous parts of the job is getting hurt all the time.
Yes, it's true. And you know what I found? And because I talked to everybody that I could possibly get my hands on, whether they want to talk to me or not about this, and that is, I'm getting so much response from the trainers and the employers out there that say, oh, my gosh, we need that, too, for ourselves and our families and our stall muckers and our working students and our assistant trainers and our grooms. So it's going to be available to them as well. So it's not just grooms only. It's going to be everybody. And for me, that's really important because having been a groom and having been injured off the job, and not being able to work, it's really important that you have some sort of safety net to protect you on those off hours. I was never injured at work. I mean, sure, I came really, really close a couple of times, but I had big injuries outside of work, and had I not have my own health insurance, I really would have been in a pickle. So it's kind of just increasing the safety net of being able to function as a groom.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things, too, even injured at work, I don't know if you know the percentage, but I wonder what percentage are actually paid above the table and what percentage are paid below the table and don't have workers' comp.
You know, I haven't been able to pin that down. Not a whole lot, you know.
Nobody wants to talk about it.
Right. You know, obviously it's a touchy subject because it's not, you know, it's not exactly, you know, by and by. But right. The fact of the matter is if you don't have workman's comp, as an employer, you're putting yourself at risk because you can be sued for that should something happen to one of your employers, and you can be, you know, personally held responsible for that. And the IRS can become involved, et cetera, et cetera. And it gets really ugly and sticky. And then, if you're a worker and you're hurt on the job, then you're seriously in a pickle as well because you don't have any way to collect disability monies for your missed paychecks.
Right.
You know, you still have ER visits, doctor follow-ups, et cetera, et cetera. And the whole thing is really, really messy and gross. I just kind of want to do my part to help a little bit with what I can, and that's providing routine health insurance, if we can make that happen.
Well, good luck with that. I think that's so important.
And
what a terrific thing to do for the industry as a whole as well. And you know, the Riders for Helmets, Lindsay over there, proved that one person can sometimes huge impact, and I hope you're that one person for the grooms. Can I ask you one quick question before
sure.
I let you go? And I know you're limited on time. We had a question from a listener the other day, and we have a lot of teenagers that listen to this show and our other show. And the question was, how do you get a job as a professional groom when you're a teenager in high school and you're, you know, horse crazy and maybe you're competing and you want to go out and get that professional job? Is there a magic wand? Is there a secret?
Well, you know, I get that question a lot, and here's what I tell everybody. And this is true really in corporate America as well. You get jobs by talking to people and networking, finding out who needs what. And if you're a teenager and you're horse crazy, start at the barn that you work in or that you ride in or that your friends ride in. Talk to the trainers there. Hey, do you need a volunteer at the shows? You know, I'd like to practice my braiding skills. Can I come, you know, for your schooling show and braid all the horses for you, et cetera, et cetera? Can I maybe work for lessons? Another really, really good place to get your foot in the door is at therapeutic riding centers. They're all over America, and they all need volunteers because they are on super, super thin budgets, but they have a lot of horses that need care and grooming. And I would say probably every single one I've ever known has needed volunteers. And that's a really good place to learn how to groom, to work with people and horses, and provides yet another networking opportunity to move on and maybe, you know, go from there to a county show barn or then to an A barn. It's just a matter of
right.
of seeing what opportunities are in your backyard and building from that.
Well, I'm going to ask you one quick question, too,
sure,
before we let you go. is, you know, once you've done that and you've volunteered at the barn, you've been a barn rat forever, you're hanging out at the barn, you're doing morning feed and night feed on the weekends, which is, that's what I did. you know, and you've decided to make that step into maybe a working student position, and then, you know, to be, when you're a working student, you're pretty much a groom too, but you just have less rights. Where do you suggest starting to look for that?
You know, there's great resources on the internet for, you know, that have job listings. I have a few job listings on my website. It's certainly not like any of the other websites that have, that only specialize in grooming and horse-related jobs. That's a really good place to start. You know, cold calling, not a bad idea either. I cold called and got a grooming job.
Did you?
It really, yeah. It depends on, you know, are you willing to move? Does it have to be somebody in your area? Some of the major universities that have equestrian programs have a network with trainers that can place working students and that type of thing. So lots of different options for doing that. I mean, if you really, really, really want something, you'll cold call and you'll get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good advice. Good advice. Yeah. Don't be afraid to actually, you know, today's teenagers, all they want to do is text and email. So don't be afraid
to
pick up the phone and have a conversation with somebody, okay? Kids, telephone. Make a call.
Or if the barn is local, drive down the driveway and meet somebody face to face. Because if you're gonna take the time to make the phone call or drive down the driveway, that's a step above somebody who's going to text or email.
Yeah.
For sure.
Good point.
Well, that's great. And there's a couple of websites I'll follow up with that. Yardandgroom.com and Equistaff.com are two of the ones that I know off the top of my head that provide services and for employment. Thank you much, Liv.
Really good
luck.
Good, one.
Good luck in the ESMA Awards. And everybody, get the address of your website.
You can find me at proequinegrooms.com. Hope to see you there.
All right, thank you. And also
thank you, guys. Okay.
Follow her on Facebook. Thanks, Liz. She has a great organization over there. A lot of the grooms are getting involved now, and I think it's really cool that somebody is taking the time to get the grooms quiz and actually provide support, which is something you don't get sometimes when you're a groom out there in the farm, and you kind of feel like you're out in left field, don't you? You kind of feel alone in the world.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, the short stint that I had as a professional groom, like I said, the grooms really, for the most part, have always been kind of second-class citizens, but the working students are even less than them. So there's definitely a hierarchy. It's boss, groom, then working student, you know, and that's pretty much all you have on a big working farm like that is, you know, you are the person that does all the work. You know, there's no stall cleaners. You are the stall cleaner.
Right.
So that's great that she's putting together such a fantastic organization for the grooms. And I know it has been very well received. And I know that she has a huge following. And if you haven't checked out that website, check it out, because there's great articles written on there. There's just all sorts of interesting information on her website. Again, that is proequinegrooms.com.
Very good. Let's talk at the table and then do our song today. And then we have another guest coming up that's going to talk about some really cool products, one of which she's given away to our winner of Really Bad Ads, which is returning today. We have some great ads for you today, some very funny ones. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about Pocket Stable, the way you can keep track of all of your horse's information from worming to farrier, with just everything you need to track about your horse. Dentist visits, things like that. You can get reminders when all of those are coming due. You just set that up in your app on your iPhone, and that app is called Pocket Stable. You can find it by just the App Store and by typing in Pocket Stable. It's $3.99. You can't get much better than that. Have a coffee at Starbucks. And you will also find it at pocketstable.com, information on it. And it's only for iPhones at this point. I had that question the other day. So if you have an iPhone, you need this app. If you have an iPhone and horses, you definitely need it. Jamie uses it all the time for her horses, PocketStable.com. Well, Jamie, I have another song from the 17-year-old barrel racer by the name of Chancey Neal. This song is Love Doing Its Thing. She is a great little artist, and she's making headway in Nashville, and I think you're going to like this.
That is 17-year-old barrel racer Chancey Neal, Love Doing Its Thing. And, dude, she sounds like she's been in Nashville forever. I mean,
it's
awesome.
No, she's good. I would be shocked if she doesn't make it, you know? Good.
No kidding. I mean, it's so produced, and the production value is amazing, and just, like, the whole thing just sounds like Nashville. So, good for her. Love Doing Its Thing. Great songs, too. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. And just speaking of Kentucky Performance Products, Chad just came in, and he's like, is Jeff feeling better or something? Apparently, Jeff's outside running circles and bucking, like, all by himself, just feeling good. He's like, it looks like he's just out there, like, playing all alone, because nobody plays with him, because he's out there with old horses, you know? He's like, he's just running, and he's like, he's cantering in circles out there and bucking and jumping and just looking kind of crazy, but having fun. I was like, well, maybe that's the new supplement he's on, Nalox Advance. He's just fit and feeling good. I don't know.
Happy boy. He's a happy boy. That's good. That's terrific. Well, the Horse Radio Network show highlight for today, two of them actually, is the Eventing Radio Show, run by Chris. It's number 180. It's called the Ocala Tour. Chris visits the O'Connor's Training Center here in Ocala, Florida. And she had Max Cochran on, of course, the groom. Talk about grooms. The groom for the... And she had them on. And she also had Dr. Christine Ober on, who is the team vet. And she also talked with one of the show jumpers slash eventers, Meredith. So it was a good show from right here in Ocala. And also, the Stable Scoop Radio Show, Jennifer co-hosted for me this week. And they did Horsey Homes, and it's called Horsey Homes and Hoof Pick Lights. And Coach Jen talked to Philip Dutton, and they spent some time talking to Philip Dutton about the equestrian community that he has. So that was a little different twist for him. But they had a great time talking to him. And then Jennifer also highlighted a product we found at ADA called the Illuminated. So if you want to hear all about that, go to horseradionetwork.com and check out the Stable Scoop Radio Show. Well, our next guest is – well, actually, before we get to our guest, we're going to have to ask her to hold on a second. It looks to me like I know this phone number. And we just talked about the Eventing Radio Show, and it looks to me like we have Chris calling in. Hello, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Jamie. I'm coming to you this week from the Ocala Horse Park. You know, the last time we spoke, I was sitting by the pool and in Wellington.
Naked.
I know. You do have the light. So you're at the Horse Park. They're having a little show there this weekend.
They are indeed. It's the Winter Horse Trials. It's a kickoff for many of the eventers that are based here. There are so many of them that come down here for the winter. And those of you who listen to the Eventing Radio Show will know that I did a piece from the O'Connor's Training Center here with one of your favorite co-hosts, Glenn, Max Cochran.
I also heard something about karaoke.
Ah, yes. Not on the show you didn't. I don't think Max will ever speak to me again if I was public with her karaoke this week. It was great fun. We were all out to dinner, and Max is a good sport, you know. She's a very good sport, but I think that she'll keep that as a very private video.
You know, I must say, Chris, that is it weird that you live in Lexington, Kentucky, and Glenn and Jennifer live in Lexington, Kentucky, and then you went down to Florida, and now Glenn and Jennifer are in Ocala, Florida as well. Do you find that, are they stalking you, Chris? Is that what's going on?
Well, I think they're on a family visit, aren't they? Visiting their brother there in Ocala, and probably enjoying a few more of the sights and sounds. Glenn knows that I wouldn't be going to Disney World or any of that. It's pure business, of course, on my part.
Okay, so you're not going to be at Harry Potter World on Monday, much like the intrepid Glenn and Jennifer, who really, they're all business, all business.
Hey, there are horses at Disneyland or Disney World. There are horses there. We are there on business.
Are there horses at Harry Potter World, Glenn?
I'm sure there is, but we'll find a horse somewhere at Harry Potter World. I promise you.
Okay. Take a picture.
Well, no, Monday and Tuesday I will be here at the training, the USET training camp. Captain Mark Phillips, of course, is here. He goes around the country doing training camps for potential team members, and he has one here over the early part of next week. So as you know, Jamie, it's purely work for me in Florida. Purely work.
It sounds painful, Chris. I feel really sorry for you. Now, question: who is in this training session with Captain Mark Phillips?
Well, there'll be a whole bunch of the listed riders that all making a bid for the team this year. Obviously the Ocala camp and Jessica Phoenix, I talked to her on this week's show. They were at a schooling show this week at Longwood Farm. So I caught up with Jessica Phoenix. She's here, and Missy Ranshausen's here, Clark Montgomery, Sinead Helping. There's a whole bunch of riders that are based here, and many of them are on that long list. So they'll be attending the training camp here early part of next week. This show this weekend, I am now, I'm looking out on three or four dressage arenas, and show jumping arena. The dressage here is all on grass, but the show jumping is on an all-weather surface. But it's a very, very flat open space. Have either of you been to the Florida Horse Park before?
You're putting a little salt in the wound there, because I have entered, when I lived in Georgia, I entered the Ocala Horse Trials three times. Three times I was going to do my first training level with my warm blood at there, and then every time I entered, he pulled a suspensory. So I think that Ocala Horse Park hates me. It hates me. It just doesn't want me there.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it, Jamie. You wouldn't like it.
I've heard that from
I'm
a
sure
lot of people,
awful.
Chris. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure it's terrible.
Well, Chris, we'll see you out there this week. Stop over, hopefully Sunday, for a little bit of the cross country. But we have another guest we have to get to here. Thanks for checking in from beautiful sunny Ocala, Florida.
You're welcome. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Poor thing. All right. Poor baby. Get a raise. Horrible what you have to deal with. Terrible.
And now we have a guest on who I spent a weekend with. We were across from each
heart.
Other at the...
Qualify that, please. Please.
We were across from her at the ADA conference. She was set up in the booth across the street, and it was a great booth, very colorful booth, and they are also providing the prize for today's Really Bad Ad segment. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you folks?
Good. And you, now, we've been debating all week how you say the name of your company. Can you please say it for me?
Ah, it's a play on words. It is Red Hot Horse, but we realize that most people are going to call it Red Hot Horse, and that's fine, too.
Okay. It's spelled H-A-U-T-E, and I pronounced it all wrong. And Jamie said Hot, and
do.
I think you were right, Jamie.
Well, but then I started realizing that, you know, it's haute couture, which is like fancy clothes and stuff like that, and high fashion. And,
right.
You know, that it plays very well with your company, because you guys have high fashion for horses and dogs. Tell us what you guys have and then what you're going to be giving away today.
Well, we are, the mother company is Yellow Dog Design. We have over 200 designs for pets. And Red Hot Horse is a division of Yellow Dog Design. So in the equine fashion world, we have about 130 designs. And we have something for everybody. Very colorful, as you saw. Very fun.
Very colorful halters. Very colorful. There was in there, they had candy cane halters. They had all kinds of designs. I mean, every kind of design on a halter that you could imagine. And your booth was pretty popular. It seems like the stores really, well, when we had our store, we knew if we brought in colorful halters, they hit the shelves. So you guys have really got sort of the corner on the market for so many designs. You can get flames, jet names on his halter. That's what he needs.
That's right. Skulls. Yeah, flowers, zebra prints, you name it. We've got something for everybody. We're trying to make all those horses out there look pretty darn snazzy. Go ahead.
A question. You said you name it. I've got it. I have been looking for an American flag halter forever. Do you have an American flag halter? And if you don't, can you make it?
Well, we absolutely have an American flag halter, and it's called Americana. And it's very popular around 4th of July. So
I
if
love
you
it.
Want well, one, we've got it for you.
Yeah, we're a military family, and our colors at the farm here are very patriotic, red, white, and blue. And I just thought, you know, my horse needs a red, white, and blue halter. And I can't find them anywhere. That's perfect. Okay, what's the website? RedHoteHorse.com. Is that correct?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. You'll find Americana on there, and it's very flashy.
Oh,
very
I can't
colorful.
Wait.
Right here, actually, and it does. It looks like an American flag halter. I love that. That's great.
That'd
be great.
Yay, I found one.
For parades or anything like that where you're bringing your horse and you need it to be a little bit patriotic.
Right.
What are we giving away today, though, to the winner?
Well, today the winner is going to receive our Island Tropical Design, which is in a blue. And it's part of our new summer collection. It's really great for those horses that like to surf that you can't get in out of the water. And a matching collar in the Island Floral Blue.
So that's a matching dog collar, right? So we got a horse halter and the dog collar that match.
That's right.
How awesome.
And they're made in the United States. They're all washable, made out of 100% polyester. And the horse halter is padded, so it's a nice, comfortable fit for a horse. And when it gets dirty, you just stick it in the washing machine.
And you have the buckles on the noseband, right, the halter, if I remember right?
Yes. Yeah.
Adjustable.
Our halters are
they're
very adjustable.
They're adjustable noseband?
Yes. Adjustable noseband and a clip on the jaw strap. And so they're very adjustable and work very nicely.
Good. Cool. Well, this is terrific. We appreciate you doing this and being on with us. It's redhotehalterhorse.com.
You can't do it.
I can't say that word. I didn't know why.
It's okay.
That is, but I just...
You can call it
okay,
Red Hot Horse.
I'm
going to
do it the other way. Redhothorse.com. That's
there
right.
There you go.
We appreciate you being on, Pat, and thank you so much for doing the donation. And there are... Do you like candy corn around Thanksgiving and Halloween and stuff, Jamie? You know what candy corn?
The
little candy corn?
Of course.
Yeah, you remember?
Of course I know what it is. Sure, I like it. Why?
I have a candy corn halter with candy corn all over it. It's black. It's like a black or blue halter with candy corn on it. It's so cool.
Very cute.
Thank you so much.
You have to have one. Every horse needs one.
That's right. Every horse needs a candy can nuts. I'd just be looking down all the time wanting to eat sweet stuff. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that was nice of them to donate to Halter. They do have some neat stuff. And you're looking through their website right now. I can tell because you've totally tuned out.
I did get a little quiet. Yeah, redhauterhorse.com. So check it out. $5 flat fee shipping. That's not bad.
No. And their halters are really nice, too. They're, as she said, they're adjustable, they're padded, so they're really nice halters. Worth taking a look at. Well, it is that time
again.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
All right, it is that time again. We haven't done this in a while. I kind of missed it. And we've stocked up on some really good ones. These, of course, are the really bad ads. These are sent in by our listeners when they're out shopping on Craigslist. You look in the farm and garden section. You're on Dream Horse. You're on whatever website that sells horses. And you come across these ads. You're like, really? Did you say that? Are you really trying to sell something right now? You have no punctuation, no capitalization, misspelled words, whatever it is, or you just say absolutely ridiculous things. And maybe like this next one, you probably say a little too much. 10-month-old female paint horse. This was actually sent in by Alan in the Western radio show. I guess it's catching on there as well. English or Western, it doesn't matter. There's idiots everywhere. Not talking about you, Alan. Talking about...
He's going to be calling in 2 minutes now. Why'd you do that? We're going to be here for Alan.
I wasn't talking about Alan. Alan is showcasing an idiot. Let's say that. All right, 10-month-old female paint horse. Her name is Apache. She is a 10-month-old dark brown and white female paint. She is a little skittish. She needs a home where someone can take time with her and train her. I bought her to train, but I ended up not having time to do it. why wouldn't you think of that ahead of time? Okay, whatever.
10 months old,
gorgeous.
By the way.
Yeah, 10 months old. She looks gorgeous when she trots across the pasture. She will let you lead her around the pasture. She will let you brush her, but she gets a little spooked. She will come right up to us, but is a little nervous to get too close, so you have to walk up to her slowly. When we got her, she was 5 months. She had never been handled ever. So we have worked with her a little. She is not much on apples and carrots or horse treats. She just won't eat them. I am asking $300 for her, but may be willing to trade if you have the right horse for me, one that is rideable, not easily spooked. If you think you have the right horse that I might trade for, send me an email or call or text me with a picture and some information about your horse. We might be able to make a trade, but pick you out the horse I like, though. That was all one sentence.
I love the last line. Yeah. I'm picky about the horse I like, though. So
yeah,
she'll trade you her little untrained, unbroke, 10-month-old filly for a well-broke, super-duper horse that she likes.
Yeah. And again, you know, she's only asking $300, but the horse you trade in must be worth at least $5,000.
Right.
Because she didn't have time for the filly, but she's got time for your horse. So let's make a deal, shall we? Dumb. Go ahead.
All right, the next one is from Sienna. Sienna said this one. By the way, Sienna, I love that name. It's one of my favorite names, Sienna. Two horse with walk-in tack. So when I read the title, two horse with walk-in tack, you're kind of not sure what it is, are you? Two horse with walk-in tack. Large horse trailer that is safe to use right now, but I started to strip it and paint it. Slide cider windows and lights are all in the tack compartment. Has good tires and a clear title that is ready to go. Bought a new gooseneck instead, so if you're handy, this is a great deal for you. Could haul to Butte if it was a for sure sale. All right, so let's analyze this ad. You have to read between the lines when you're talking about Craigslist. Reading between the lines when you're talking about Craigslist is one of the most important things that you do when you're looking at Craigslist. So let's take a look and read between the lines here. Large horse trailer. No, it's apparently two horse because that is in the title. And it's safe to use right now, except that it's ugly as hell because she started to strip it. There's no paint on the sucker, or there's splotches of paint, and the rest is rusted out because she started to strip it about 10 years ago and never got around to it, and it all rusted, and then she gave up. The side slider windows are not in their window holes anymore. Neither are the lights that are there by law. They are all in the tack compartment because she took them out to, obviously, to paint and strip it, but then she never got around to finish that. So they're all just piled up in there in a rusty heap. Has good tires. It has good tires, and it has a clear title. Good tires is probably subjective. One person's good tires. Now, she doesn't say whether the good tires are actually inflated or flat. We've seen that many times in these ads. They're probably flat. She bought a new gooseneck because she gave up on this hunk, and it is a great deal. So there you go. That's how you read between the lines on a Craigslist ad.
You have gotten really good at that, Glenn. Well done. Well done.
Glenn.
Yes?
No more five-hour energies today. No more. No more.
He's not gonna sleep for a week. Okay.
He is flagged.
Awesome. The next one is, this comes from Aubrey Miller, who sent us in a couple, and we'll get to her later, but rare Appaloosa gelding, big, tall, muscler, et cetera. Okay. This is from Aubrey. Rare, tall Appaloosa gelding, big, tall, muscler, et cetera. $1,100 in Stanley, North Carolina. I'm gonna read it as is. Nice gelding. Now, every time I take a pause, it's a new line. This is like a two-mile-long ad, okay? Nice gelding. Good prospects. Neck reins rides bareback halter lead Western. Good horse needs more time riding in a tentione. Loves treats in a tentione and loves water. He's a beautiful horse.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry. He's a beautiful horse. Smoky. Dark bay. Apusula to TB. Gelding! Likes to go nicely built, stocky, muscular. Sweet laid-back gelding, best horse you will meet. Plan on riding him for a little bit, Tom. got to have some experience because he knows someone on him ain't experienced that in that knows how to handle. And test them a little. We let kids ride him, and he did really good, smiley face. Has Sentient been rode in like a month? But I have lots of pictures of him. Price I'm not sure of yet. You can call or text me or email or all three. Tracy XXX. Just text Mr. or something. May will trade horses. Like Anne. For a nice, tall, gorgeous gelding. Paint or quarter horse or app or palomino, buckskin, etc. what you have. Ages no older than 16 or 17 euro. Tall, like 16 to 17 hands. I gotta give myself a round of applause for that one. What are you doing? You're trying to sell something, you freaking idiot. Aubrey, thank you. That made my day.
Okay. We wouldn't have really bad ads, and it wouldn't be normal every week unless we had an ad trying to trade a horse for something else. Every week we have these people who are trying to trade a horse for a TV set or for golf clubs or for something. Well, today, this is sent in by Christine. Thank you so much, Christine, for sending this in. It is what to trade horses for a golf cart or a UTV. By the way, I am sad to say that this ad is out of Lexington, Kentucky. Horses for trade. I need a golf cart or UTV. And it's a paint mare, and she believes that they will be 8 years old this year. Right now she is black and white, but in the summer she is blue roan and white. I rode her quite a bit when she was 3 and 4 because I put on ropings and used to her to bring cattle up. Hasn't done much since, but raised a couple of colts. She is out of quarter horse stud called Ansel Dunn Caballo and is a registered paint mare, but I never registered her. She will really back her ears and chew on a cow.
That is a carnivorous.
Yes, again. Do that again.
Cow.
She is really back her ears and chew on a cow. What does that mean? She's not a vegetarian. I just don't know.
That's what I got.
No idea. Maybe in Western terms, maybe Alan could let us know what that exactly means. I'm not sure. He also has a pink filly the horse above. She will be 2 in July. Hasn't had much done to her. And he goes on with a number of other horses. This one, he says, he got kicked on his right front leg, so we don't rope on him, but my 10-year-old daughter still rides him from time to time. He is really broke, but can only be used for pleasure riding due to his injury.
Well, he says he's really broke.
He's broken.
Yeah.
I would like to find a golf cart or a ranger, mule, or gator. If you have something to trade, let me know. So there you go. A couple quality horses right there. You can trade for a gator.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and the first one's not a vegetarian.
Yeah, it's a meat-eating horse. However, this seemed to be a little bit of a theme as far as trading. Don Bailey sent this one in. Big, beautiful, athletic gelding, $750. Ivan is a stunning 7-year-old sorrel gelding standing about 16 hands. I don't know for sure, but I believe he is either a quarter horse Belgian cross or I've been told he's a Holland warm blood. He is good with the farrier, loads, ties, and high lines when camping. His groundwork needs a brush up, but he does really well. Jumps barrels in the round pen and is really fast, too. I think it would make a great jumper, roping, or cow horse. He has never kicked or bitten and actually is very friendly, always the first to come to you in the pasture and is great with other horses. He takes the saddle and bit well, lets me get up on him, and then bucks hard when I gather up the reins. I was going to try a Bosal, but I think he has canine teeth that the bit hits. Okay, hold on. I have to stop because if you are having your bit hit the canine teeth, then your bit is either way, way, way too low, but it's pretty much way too low. If you're pulling on it in the tendons canine, you need to readjust your bridle. Okay, back to the ad. I am 57 years old, and I have been thrown twice in two attempts to ride him.
Oh, he's two for two. He's 100%.
Okay, but let me say that. How the hell have you taken this horse camping, and you don't even know what kind of horse he is? He'd make a great jumper roping your cow horse, but every time I ride him, I get bucked off. Then the ad goes to say, he needs a younger cowboy than me to show him how to be ridden! Exclamation point. I'll be happy to tell you what happened, as both times I was the one who made the mistakes. You ought to come and check him out. I might be interested in trades, part trades for the items listed below. Dual sport motorcycle, things that go bang, big flat screen TV, digital camera, notebook, computer, small generator, or question mark. Anything to get rid of this damn horse that keeps bucking me off. Now I added that last part. I love it. I will trade this horse that will buck you off when you pick up the reins, but it was my fault. It was my fault that the horse bucked me off. Dual sport motorcycle, things that go bang, big flat screen TV, digital camera, SLR, notebook, computer, small generator, or anything else.
I get the impression, you know, I say you have to read between the lines. He's willing to trade this for a whole bunch of items that can be pawned. I get the impression that this is a stolen horse. I think we ought to call the police on this guy.
Netposse.com.
I think we ought to check this out, because I'm just getting the impression that this guy just got the impression. I'm reading between the lines, is all, people. I'm just helping out here.
Netposse.com.
Debbie, get on to this case. Call this guy.
If it was a stolen horse, so why on earth would they say he bucks you off every time you gather up the reins once you get on?
He doesn't know anything about horses, which is exactly why it was his fault, because he's just a thief. All he does is steal stuff. He doesn't know how to ride horses. He was absolutely right. He was honest.
Unbelievable.
No more five-hour energies. No more.
Okay, we're going to skip the next one, Jamie, because it has, like, too many swear words in it, so we can't do that one. So let's go right to Robin. And why don't you do Robin?
Okay. Robin Donnie sent this one in. Mini horse Buddha. Male mini horse for sale. We've had him about a year, but are no longer able to keep him. I think he's between 10 and 12 years old, but still has a lot of life left in him. Yeah, like 15, 20 more years. Thank you for pointing that out. We've had him for about a year, but are no longer able to keep him. I think he's between 10 and 12 years old, but still has a lot of life in him, left in him. We bought him for our daughter's first birthday, so she isn't old enough to ride him, and we are too big, so I'm not sure if he's rideable. What the hell did you buy him for your daughter, 1 year old? We only let him around with a lead rope while our daughter sat on him. We haven't spent much time with him in the last 6 months, but he is used to being around other horses and cows. Reading between the lines, they used him for the birthday party and threw him on the pasture with cows and horses, and they haven't seen him since then, much less could
exactly.
They be able to catch him. This is where it gets exciting. Next paragraph. I'm pretty sure he isn't fixed. So what you're saying is you bought your one-year-old daughter a mini stallion for her birthday? You're an idiot. Okay. I'm pretty sure he isn't fixed. He's a really sweet horse, and we just want him to go to a home where he can have lots of attention. Also, he is blind in one eye. My husband and I know very little about horses, so I can't really tell you what kind he is. $600.
We have a blind stallion mini who has been turned out with horses and cows for the last 6 months, and you can come take it away for only $600.
What a deal. What a deal. $600. Do you know how much I just paid for a four-year-old grandson of Aladar? $50. Go screw yourself with your $600.
Now, I don't know if my show notes are right here, Jamie, but I'm trying to see who we picked as the winner down. I think it's messed up on mine. So
maybe
I'm not sure. Am I to do business next? Is that who's next?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not the winner.
Okay, got it. 13-year-old 15.2 hand gelding with extreme aptitude. Only pushes, kicks, or bites when he wants to, but his aim is quite good. He hasn't shown me how much or how good he can buck. He's also a good trail horse, doesn't run into many trees. He moves out very well and covers a lot of miles in a day. $1,000. Okay. Let's read between the lines on this one today. We have a 13-year-old Appy who has an attitude. He kicks, bites, and pushes whenever he wants, and apparently he's very, very good at it. He hasn't shown him how much he can buck because the guy won't get on this horse. He hasn't been on this horse since he bought the horse. How the heck he knows it's a good trail horse, I don't know. I think he got one of his friends. You know how that is. Jamie, we have this horse. We're going to go for a trail ride. Jamie, why don't you ride that one? Because we know you're good at riding the horses that run away with you. So you ride that one, Jamie. And then they go out for the trail ride, and Jamie finds out that this horse moves out very well and covers a lot of miles in a day, a lot more than all the other horses in the group. Because Jamie basically made the loop twice when we did it once. Did I get that right?
Pretty much, and that's exactly what happened to me in Norco. Hey, this guy, this was really good.
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah, here, Jamie, hop on this one. She's really good. Okay, 5 seconds later, I'm like, it's like that little video where the one girl has her horse grazing and she can't pull it up, and the other one's galloping by, like back and forth, like, oh no, I'll be with you just a second. Okay, blah, blah. And then they come back, and all of them say, okay, everything. And the horse runs away again. Yeah, that would be me in Norco and on this horse. Hey, let's skip the next two. We'll save those. Let's go straight to the runner-up. And when I read this one, and Jennifer read this one, we laughed out loud. You, apparently being a guy, just didn't think it was as funny. But Aubrey Miller sent this one in. You get the honorable mention. Because this one is just great. Horse for sale, $750 in Fayetteville. I'm going to read it just as is. Registered 14-year-old Appaloosa, 15 hands, good. Good for riding kids. No longer riding due to back injury, must sell. Pre-read, people. Good for riding kids. I thought that was funny. I know you didn't think it was very funny, but I thought it was awesome. It's just the way you read it. It's like good for riding kids. Thank you, Jennifer.
Well, maybe that's why she has a back injury. She was had a horse on her back.
It all worked out together, didn't it? The next sentence, no longer riding due to back injury. So must help. Well, quit carrying your dang 15-hand horse around. You'll be fine.
Appaloosas are not doing well, and today's really bad ad. Bad happy day.
Hey, Appies are getting a bad name today, that's for sure. Okay, Ashley Woodard is the winner of Really Bad Ads and Red Hot Horse, matching halter and dog collar. How cute is that going to be at a horse show? So Jumping Race Mare is the winner. This is a Jumping Race Mare. I'll just read it. We can break it down. But it's one of those things like, okay, this has got to be the horse of like a 15-year-old girl. And this 15-year-old girl has tortured this horse to the point of just utter, almost abuse, I would say. Okay, Jumping Race Mare. I have a 9-year-old quarter horse mare. She jumps and has made it to the state 4-H show in Hunter Hack. I have jumped 3 feet with her, but I'm a barrel racer, not a jumper, so I couldn't go higher. She has jumped my fence, which is 3.5 to 4 feet. She is 14-1 hands. I have also raced her in half and mile steeplechase races and won both. She has beaten New York's unbeaten pony. Well, then the pony wouldn't be unbeaten, would it? She has beaten the New York's unbeaten pony. I have clocked her at 43 miles per hour up a hill bareback. She is an amazing trail horse.
Wait. Horses in the Kentucky Derby, how fast do they go? Do you remember them telling us how fast they go?
Yeah, like 40. So.
Exactly. All right. This is 43 miles up a hill bareback.
up a hill bareback. And who, I'm sorry, I didn't know that there was some sort of odometer for an equine. And certainly you don't have the technology, being that you're selling your 9-year-old race jumping mare. Let me finish. I have clocked her at 43 miles an hour uphill bareback. She is an amazing trail horse. She will go anywhere you want her to go. She swims in my pond. I have shot a 22 off of her. She has been in parades, and I've rode her right through my town before she goes over bridges. She has so much endurance. The longest trail ride was 13 to 14 straight hours. She didn't refuse. I want her sold as a jumping or ranch horse, something she will be used for. She's too nice of a horse to be sitting around. Well, certainly she hasn't been sitting around with you. My God, you shoot guns, you race her, you jump her, you throw her in the pond, you run her through town, you take her on 14-hour trail rides. Are you kidding me? Who rides for 14 hours straight? Somebody should call the ASPCA. This horse should be confiscated from this owner, whoever you are.
I think that this particular person has a little trouble with the truth.
You think she beat New York's unbeaten pony? I didn't know New York had an unbeaten pony, but apparently this horse beat it. She has a 14 one-hand horse that she steeplechases and wins. Oh, my God, what an amazing animal. We need it. I need this horse.
You know, the only thing she didn't add to the – I'm still stuck on the 43 miles an hour uphill. The only thing she didn't add to that sentence is it would have been better if she had said – you know, she's making it up anyway. If she had said, I have clocked her at 43 miles an hour uphill riding backwards.
I was thinking all she has to do is say she poops solid gold nuggets and then, you know, done.
And I'm pooping solid gold nuggets. We're going to call it a week. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for sending your ads in. We have another round next week, so go ahead and send your new ads in for next week. We will not be here on Monday, as we mentioned earlier in the show. Jamie will be here, however, with a special In the Hope series, so tune in Monday morning. Jennifer and I will be drinking butter beer with Harry Potter and looking for a horse. Looking for a horse to make this a legitimate horse expense. We got to try to find out how to write off those tickets. You have a great weekend, yeah. Jamie. Enjoy your bachelorette hood this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. Husband going to Vegas. I will be here. And, you know, who knows what I'm going to get myself into. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Spay, neuter, and geld.
Bye, everybody. Farm was really nice. Warm with palm trees.
Man, it'd be hard to pass up. I want to go. Ocala Horse Park.